More than a Freak Face podcast, women in sports media.
Welcome back to another edition of the More Than a Pretty Face podcast. I'm Trey Fallon, and I am especially excited about this episode because we have a special guest, and that is the talented Sage Steele of ESPN. You can catch her on SportsCenter. Sage, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, how are you, Trey?
I'm doing terrific. I don't want to waste any of your time, so let's jump right into it. As a woman in sports media, do you feel like people, especially men, question your knowledge of sports or sometimes try to make you prove your knowledge to them?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And, I mean, I've been doing this for 17 years, Trey.
Right.
So it's gotten better, but it's still there. It happened to me a couple of weeks ago when I was on my way to a speaking engagement in Scottsdale. And the driver just said, So you know a lot about sports, huh? And then before that, actually, it's like, so do you like sports? And I thought,
yeah.
And I even said to him, I said, would you ask one of the guys that? I mean,
right.
It just cracks me up to be a SportsCenter host and have people ask you if you like sports or if you know a lot about sports. I snap back just to try to help them realize what they've said. It is what it is. I've learned to accept it to an extent, not fight it as much, because people are going to have their opinions. You just have to be comfortable with yourself, confident in yourself and your knowledge and, prove them wrong with your performance. But at the same time, you just can't sit there and worry about what they think, because at the end of the day, you're just not going to please everybody. There's some people who will never think that women should be doing this job,
right?
Because for whatever reason, many times it's, oh, well, you never played. Well, Bob Costas never played football,
mm-hmm.
I know I could probably take him. He's about 5'8", it's not even about that, but for some reason there's still a double standard. So it's gotten much better. I don't know that it will ever be a non-issue.
I've talked to a couple different women in sports media since I've been doing this, and most of them have said that they've brought up sideline reporters and said kind of, that's women need to be careful going into the sideline reporter role. Would you agree with that?
No, I don't think they need to be careful.
Okay.
I think if that's what they want to do, go for it. Especially because that role has certainly changed over the last several years, where it's minimized a lot. Personally, I would never want to.
Mm-hmm.
The main reason is because of what it entails, which is a lot of travel. I traveled a lot more when I was younger, but I have 3 kids, and that's just not conducive to the lifestyle that I want for my family. I traveled for 10 years with NFL teams, and I really do miss that. I mean, I loved that. I enjoyed it tremendously. However, again, there's a time and a place. I did it for 10 years, and those were my favorite years, to be honest with you, but it was never in a sideline role. It was as a reporter,
yeah.
Beat reporter for teams. So I'm sorry, I got off track.
That's
basically
okay.
I do sideline reporter or not, anchor, host, whatever. I do struggle sometimes with watching how young women dress now,
mm-hmm.
and portray themselves on air. I don't think it's an accident, but I just have to keep telling myself to each his own. When I do speak to young, mainly a lot of college campuses, young women and men, the question always comes up. And, I'm kind of old school about it, but my question to them is, what do you want to be known for? You want to be known for, as a journalist, as a broadcaster, a reporter, or do you want to be, known as some hot female on the sidelines?
Right.
Hopefully, it's being a journalist, but not everybody's goals are like that. So my problem with it is that there's a lot of women who came long before me who made it easier for me to get my foot in the door. And by degrading the position, by dressing provocatively, it really bothers me because of how hard so many other women have had to work to get us in there, including myself. I've been in it for 17 years now, so I feel like one of the dinosaurs almost. And I really am disappointed in how a lot of young women present themselves.
Since sports media is still predominantly dominated by males, do you ever feel like you have to put your femininity on the back burner at all?
Never. Never. It is what it is. I mean, I can't hide it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, times have changed with social media for sure, and that was never an issue before. You had to deal with your peers and, you know, your coworkers and athletes, coaches, and viewers who may or may not be able to get a hold of you if they wanted to tell you how much you sucked or how much they love you.
Yeah.
But now it's immediate, and we're all just exposed, and it's certainly tougher because people feel free to express their opinions and hide behind their 140 characters, you know? People are going to say what they want and judge, well, she looks too feminine or, what you know, wearing a dress or looks too masculine, needs to text it up a little bit, whatever it is. I ignore it all. I go with my own style, my own personality, and my own morals and values.
Another person I talked to for this was your coworker, Chris McKendry. And I asked her that same question, and she also brought up the fact that she didn't shelve her personal life for a career, and she became a wife and a mom and all that. Is that something that you thought about or had to, you know, deal with internally, just, you know, something you had to battle?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, no one ever told me don't have kids.
Right.
But, you know, they're smart because they know that they legally can't say that. I got the vibe at times, but I did it anyway. And that's another thing that I really, really try to drive home when I speak to other people who are interested in the business. And men too, not just young women. But I really strongly feel that if you put your personal life aside for your career for an extended period of time, you're going to regret it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's that old cliche, you know, when you die on your tombstone, what's it going to say? You know, Hall of Fame sportscaster? No. Mom, wife, daughter, friend, all of those things. I firmly believe that. And it's just such a fickle industry. And so I might be the person they want in front of the camera today, but what about a month from now? And so then if I have sacrificed everything else and sold out for my job, then when my job's tired of me, what do I have?
Yeah.
And so I really feel so strongly about people. And yes, you're going to have some tough decisions to make at times. And sometimes your job will win. Sometimes your personal life will win. But it's trying to achieve that balance. I actually, in 2004, was offered a job at ESPN and didn't take it. And it was my dream job. I mean, my goal was to host SportsCenter on ESPN. I announced it to my family at the dinner table when I was in the eighth grade that I was going to host SportsCenter on ESPN. And all those years later, you know, I came up, I auditioned, and they gave me an offer, and I turned it down. And my agent about killed me, and my parents about killed me because they actually coincidentally at the time lived in Connecticut. And I couldn't do it. I didn't feel good about it. I was 2 weeks from having my second child, and I knew that, you know, that if you weren't ready to give 110% at ESPN, that you'd get eaten alive.
Right.
And so I took a chance and turned down my dream job because I knew that I had a 21-month-old at home, and I was 2 weeks from having another one, and then I ended up having a third. So I just knew I wouldn't be able to give 100%, and I knew I would regret it later if I sacrifice my kids for this job. So took a chance, you know? And so mm-hmm. when that comes up, yes, I ended up being a success story, I guess, despite that decision. But I actually think I'm even more successful because of that decision, because I proved to maybe people at ESPN, maybe my peers, maybe my husband, myself, that you'll never, ever regret putting your personal life first. In my case, it's my family. So I've seen it, and I know a lot of people, Trey, who are – I just turned 40 last week. It's very difficult. I'm still having a hard time accepting it, who are my age and are single, women who are single and wanted kids. And you know, for some those who don't want kids, great, more power to you. For those who do, then all of a sudden they go, oh, my God, I've got this great job, great career, making a lot of money, and I go home to my dog.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And for me, that just was not an option. And were there things that I sacrificed besides, you know, bring down the job? Absolutely. Many gigs. Even now, I've sacrificed a lot at ESPN. But I don't think twice about it because I believe that's how I was raised, that family comes first.
You see a lot of women, or I don't know if you'd say a lot, but you see women hosts in, you know, on SportsCenter, things like that. You see women doing sideline reporting, but do you feel like they're limited to the positions that they're hired for in sports media?
What do you mean?
It doesn't seem like there's very few like women play-by-play announcers, like especially on men's sports, or like analysts, or you know, things like that. Do you think that's something that will continue to grow, or do you think they're limited?
And ESPN has done a really good job of doing that with, you know, Doris Burke is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so good at her job. She's so good. People, you know, I see on Twitter and you see write-ups and blogs and people rip on her. And it's just they can't back it up.
Yeah.
Because she knows there's, if you don't like her voice, fine. If you don't like her look, fine. For play-by-play, does that really matter that much? I guess the sound of her voice, if it bothers you, fine. But, you know, what she says and her knowledge are right up there with the men.
Yeah.
So, to me, Doris Burke is the end-all, be-all as far as what's out there today. She's excellent. And, by the way, she also hasn't sacrificed her personal life. She has, I think she has two kids, and she's one of the nicest, most humble people you'll meet. Very refreshing in this business because, as you know, there's just not a lot of humble people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Humble, kind people. It's rare. Hopefully there's more. You know, I know a lot of women who've had a really hard time getting into it. You know, with women in sports, it seems to be baby steps. We never take huge, giant leaps. And, you know, as far as we've come, there's still a long way to go. But I am proud of what ESPN has done on that front. It's one thing to have, you know, female reporters, whether it's, you know, Rachel Nichols doing the great job she does, or a sideline reporter, or even a SportsCenter host, which has become more frequent in the past few years. But as far as the play-by-play and analysis roles, ESPN did a great job. But as usual, we can continue to do more because there's a lot of really good, proven women out there. Sometimes it has to do with, you know, the leagues also. Unfortunately, the leagues have a lot to say in what all of us networks do, and that's a story for another day.
Yeah. And I guess before I let you go, we talked a little bit about it, but with women in sports media, especially those like you on TV, your looks are brought up a lot. And
yeah.
I've talked to a couple other women on TV here locally in Dallas, and they've said, yeah, it disappoints them, but that's kind of part of being on TV. Do you see it that way also, or how do you feel about that?
Yeah, it is. Again, I mean, there's, it's a visual medium. It's a television. It's not radio.
Yeah.
And it matters, yes. However, you can be the hottest thing out there, Miss America, but if you don't know what you're talking about, you're not going to last.
Yeah.
You're not. And, you know, or they find different roles for you. It's interesting how someone's role suddenly changes, but they put the positive spin on it. So does it hurt to be decent looking? Of course not. Of course not. But that wears off. You know, just like when you're dating someone, you know,
yeah,
you might meet this really, really hot girl and she's beautiful and has all those physical attributes. But then when you really get to know her,
mm-hmm.
all of that wears off and then you break up with her. Hopefully you don't marry her, you know, you'll regret it. So I really feel it's the same way. I try not to pay too much attention to it, even the really nice comments, because, you know, that's not why I'm doing this. You know, I'm not doing this so people can say, oh, my gosh, I'm doing it because I absolutely love sports and because I knew that as an athlete, my time was pretty much up in high school or intramural volleyball at college, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So to me, this is the second best way to stay involved. And, you know, I've heard it before. I've heard it, whether it be my looks or my race or my gender, all three. That's why you're there. That's mm-hmm. why she was hired. I've heard it from people who I thought were friends. It's actually been really difficult many times because people I trusted and thought really believed in me as a broadcaster, I'd found out the things that they were saying. And so, you know, there are people who are envious and they say, well, that's the only reason why. So I've just gotten much thicker skin over the years. And as much as it's an ugly part of the business, just like some of the other things we talked about, it's not going to change.
Yeah.
So you accept that people will judge you and move on. Because you're
right.
not going to change their... You know, I've really had to learn to pick my battles. And if I go back and forth on Twitter with someone who's trying to instigate something, or maybe they really mean it, and they just think, I don't belong in that chair, that's fine. At the end of the day, who do I have to please? I have to please my bosses and, most importantly, myself.
Yeah.
Because I know when I haven't had a good day. Anybody has a bad day on the job. It just happens that, you know, everybody can see it if I have a bad day.
Yeah, exactly.
Which stinks. But I don't think it'll ever change. So you learn to accept it and fight the battles that you can actually maybe have a chance at winning.
Yeah. Well, that was perfect. Thank you so much.
And by the way, I was going to add one more thing just because it had a, and I don't care whether or not you use this, but, you know, I struggled so much with the work-life balance when I had kids. And my husband actually is a stay-at-home dad, and he gave up his entire career for me to be able to pursue mine. And you know, he has 2 degrees. This is not at all what he had planned for himself, you know?
Yeah.
And our kids are now 10, 8, and 6, and this is the first year when school started this year. My youngest is in first grade, so first time in a decade since we had kids that all three are in school full day. And there's just no way that I would ever have been able to comfortably pursue this job, and specifically at ESPN, if he hadn't sacrificed. So, you know, there are sacrifices on all ends, and I think that so many people say, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, or you have to make that choice, like you were asking, you know, between your personal life.
Yeah.
And you don't. And fortunately, I have a great guy who, you know, it's been tough on him. It's been really, I've major guilt for it. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm home today, go golfing, go hunting, go deer.
Right.
But I just think that people still have that mentality that it has to be the man who's working outside the home. Like if there has to be one that stays home, people still think it has to be the woman.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, okay, fine. If the man makes more money than the woman, great. But if, like, we knew my earning potential was much greater than his. So why would you switch that up just because of someone's ego, you know? And so it happened, you know, it happened to work out, and I'm very blessed. So it's just one of those things where there's always going to be sacrifices. How old are you, Trey?
I'm 27.
Oh, you're older. Okay. So you get that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you do have to make those decisions, but it makes me so sad when I see people who, you know, quit or don't try things because they feel like, you know, they have to make some life-changing decision
mm-hmm.
at 22 or even your age, 27 years old, or then they fell out for their career and then they're single. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just, it's weird what's pushed in our society to this day where it always has to be the traditional way, you know? So anyway, that's my rant. Let me know if you, if anything else comes up, and I can certainly email you anything back, but I, thank you for even being interested. I appreciate it. It's such an important topic, you know?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I mean, it's something that I've kind of always, you know, thought about and, you know, discussed with others, but now I had the opportunity to kind of elaborate on it more. So I love you on SportsCenter, by the way. So that's why I wanted to talk to you.
Thank you.
So.
We need to tweet. Let me know send me a note if you're on Twitter.
Okay, we'll do. I will tweet you later today.
Cool.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sage.
Thanks, Trey. Goodbye.
That was Sage Steele. I want to thank her once again for allowing me to interview her. You can watch Sage on SportsCenter. She's also hosted the Scripps National Spelling Bee each year since 2010. So be on the lookout for that. You can follow her on Twitter at Sage Steele. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the More Than a Pretty Face podcast. I'm Trey Fallon. I'll talk to you next time.